With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although his presidency was marred by stagflation, the energy and the Iran hostage crises, former President Carter is being remembered for the Israel-Egypt peace deal and for his post-presidential humanitarian work. Mr. Carter died yesterday in Plains, Georgia, the age of 100.
He was born in Plains, Georgia on October 1st of 1924. He later attended the United States Naval Academy and served in the U.S. Navy after graduating in 1946. Carter served as a Georgia State Senator and Governor before seeking the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 1976. He would go on to defeat Republican incumbent Gerald Ford before losing to Ronald Reagan 4 years later.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says Mr. Carter told 2018 Liberty University grads that in this life, each of us has a choice to make.
We're the ones to decide, do I hate or am I filled with love? We're the ones who decide. Do I think only about myself, or do I care for others?
There will be a national day of mourning and a state funeral for Mr. Carter on Thursday, January 9th. Also at SRNNews.com, at least four deaths are blamed on the powerful storms that raked the South over the weekend. There were numerous tornadoes, including in Athens, Alabama.
And I heard like a roaring sound, like everybody says they hear, come through downtown and saw sparks flying. And got here, we had HVAC units off some of the merchants' buildings in the road, roofing in the road, a lot of the Christmas decorations blown, the bookstore, the roof is completely gone, trees down.
Athens City spokeswoman Holly Holman. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 98 points. NASDAQ futures off 80. The S&P futures 21 points lower. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Georgia.
The state has agreed to allow a Christian college access to financial aid programs in order to end a lawsuit brought on behalf of the school by Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a big win for Luther Rice College and Seminary, and ADF Senior Counsel Ryan Tucker says, quote, Georgia officials did the right thing by allowing Luther Rice to participate while still adhering to its religious beliefs. The state should never limit educational opportunities for students based on their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more will likely do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors, but angry complaints from customers got the ball rolling over the past year. This is SRN News. Ongoing preparations for one of America's signature New Year's Eve parties.
The countdown is on in New York City, high atop Times Square.
3, 2, 1.
Organizers of one of the biggest New Year's Eve celebrations getting ready to put on a show for the throngs that will be there and others around the world tuning in for the ball drop and celebration. And rapper Pitbull helped with those preparations.
Because I used to be that little kid that used to clean houses with my mother, and to be here to be able to represent a product that's going to represent all the underdogs out there.
Organizer Jeffrey Strauss says it will be a great show.
Each year we replace a portion of the crystals on the ball. This year we replace all the crystals on the ball.
The tradition of the New Year's Eve ball in Times Square dates back to 1907. Julie Walker, New York.
Finnish investigators continue their probe of damage to a Baltic Sea power cable and several data cables. More details at SRNNews.com.